Locker Room Chats, one final time here on KNZA. We continue on now. We're joined by Riverside football coach, that is Bryce Payden. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. A lot to dissect as the Cyclones get set for the postseason against Wabunsee on Friday this week. But, Coach, regular season finale last week, two teams, Centralia, Riverside going in, six-game winning streaks, both teams playing super well. You had the district championship on the line, and it was a grinder, is what most people probably expected between these two teams. And in the end, Panthers get the win. It was a 14-7 final. The initial thoughts and takeaways from the game last week to close the regular season?
You know, we came out and we got the ball, had a great big play to chase Hewens, and got down inside the 20, and then kind of stalled out and had some missed opportunities in there, gave them the ball back. You know, defense held strong, I thought, and, you know, they converted a fourth down. That would have been huge for us, but it looked like they just got it, and they went on ahead and went on in and scored on their first drive, and then, you know, kind of stalled out. And then we had kickoff, bad snap on the punt. Gave them the ball on the 10-yard line. They went on ahead and scored, and then kind of stalled out the whole rest of the half. And then came out second half and just, you know, every time we had a big play, we kind of gave it right back. And a lot of that's on us trying to make some big plays and doing some things. But, you know, we're learning as well and looking back at some mistakes that we made. And decisions that we made as well, but you know, our one touchdown came off of a punt block in the end zone, and you know, I really thought the momentum shifted in our direction. But credit to them, they played well. You know, they played well at home, and we knew that was going to be a big challenge. But season's not over. Kids are excited for the playoffs, but that one definitely hurt. We had the opportunities there. Just didn't get it done.
We'll get your thoughts on Wabunsee here in the next segment. But, you know, you guys had a lot of expectations coming into this season. You had so many starters back on both sides of the ball. It opened up with that 21-0 loss to Jackson Heights, but you guys turned it on from there. You know, six straight wins before the loss to Centralia. So you go 6-2 overall in the regular season, 5-1 in the league. How would you, not necessarily grade, but how do you just kind of assess this 2025 regular season as a whole?
Well, you know, On paper, we're the exact same as last year. You know, we lost week one, then we rattled off six straight, and then lost the finale to a good Centralia team. But I do think we are a different team. You know, with all that, the guys coming back, and we've had some injuries. A couple guys having to sit out, and younger kids having to play. So, like most teams, you know, you're not going to be perfectly healthy this time of year. But kids have stepped up. Kids have done well. But, you know, I think overall, you know, we had a really good middle of the season. Seems like we weren't quite prepared to face Jackson Heights. And, you know, since then, our kids have been locked in, ready to go. And, you know, a lot of factors went into Friday night. And, you know, it's just a tough environment, tough place to play, and tough team that knows what they're doing. And but overall, I thought our team's better this year. You know, we are a different team, and I think the mindset is a little bit different. So we're looking forward to the next couple weeks.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payden joining us. We'll talk about the playoff matchup and more after a timeout. They get Wabunsee to open up the 1A playoffs this week. We'll talk about that and more right after this here on KNZA. We got Riverside football coach Bryce Payden one final time here, our weekly locker room chat brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, before we get to the first round playoff matchup with Wabunsee, just kind of piggybacking off just your thoughts on the season with the expectations, a 6-2 record here as we go to the postseason. You had so many expectations for so many players. Give us just a few guys. I know it's going to be super hard to name everybody, and it's going to be hard and probably can't do that, but a lot of players played well for you. Give us a few guys that really stood out to you this year and maybe even exceeded your expectations here in 2025.
You know, I think we talked early on that that we don't have a ton of guys that would be on quote unquote the all state leaderboards and this and that. And I think that in itself, you know, and having a good team just talks to what our team is. You know, our team is not lean on Elijah Moore for 30 carries a game and hopefully he gets 200 yards rushing and or hey, we're gonna lean on Beckham to throw it 35 times. And I think that's a testament to him. So I would say overall stat wise, we don't have a ton of kids that have great stats. But I thought Elijah ran the ball well this year. Thought Beckham threw the ball much better this year. And I think our skill guys, I think you can see, you know, going back and watching some film when they were young, just the confidence that they have in themselves and each other, especially on defense, you know, Tyzel and Keegan on defense on the outside corners, you know, they just sit and then go make plays, and it's great to see. And thought they had great years. You know, I think Hunter Hartman in the middle of our defense, the middle linebacker, I think he makes our world really, really frustrating in practice every week as he reads everything so well before we even do it. I think he had a great year, and I think Elijah is an all-state defensive lineman, in my opinion. You know, when he's not gassed, he's there in the backfield every time. So I know I named a couple. You know, I think we had to replace a center, and that's always a tricky place to have to replace from seniors. And I think Luke Bennett has stepped up in a big way and filled that role. And you know, Maddox, I think, was going to have a great year, but he got hurt early on. So I think Luke's done well on defense in that position as well. So, but I think a lot of guys, it's just like, I think Gavin's had a good year on defense, but not a ton of tackles, but that's because they kind of run the other way, run to the weak side some, and that's a lot of it too. So we had so many guys that played so well this year, and I don't have many guys that underperformed, maybe on the stat sheets, but they understand what the goals are, and winning's the most important.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's get the quick scouting report on your opponent in the playoff opener for Friday night. You guys are hosting the Wabunsee Chargers. A team out of the Flint Hills League. They went 4-4 overall, 3-2 in district play. They are certainly battle-tested. They have played some really good teams, Council Grove, Osage City, Olpe, and Rossville in their most recent game. So they've played some good opponents just like you guys. What's this scouting report look like on this team you're going to see Friday night in the playoff opener?
Man, they have a really good running back. And watching him run the ball is kind of a breath of fresh air, you know. Being a running back in high school, you know, you just see, you know, it's always kind of your best athlete kind of goes back there and you give it to him. Well, this kid knows how to read and he knows how to change speeds up and cut and then is great at lowering his pad level and staying on his feet and bouncing off guys. And he's a really good running back, and that's going to cause us some problems. I think we're scouting well, to what they do. And I think we'll be able to, we got to be able to stop the run early and put them in positions to pass on third and long and then just go make plays. But yes, they're great running back with a couple really good linemen that pull around and play very well for them. So definitely going to be a challenge.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payton, there it is. One final time, the Cyclones and Chargers, Riverside hosting Wabunsee Friday night, Class 1A playoff opener here in week number 9. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long. Good luck here in the postseason push, and we really appreciate your time throughout the season here in 2025.
Well, thank you for all the coverage. We appreciate it.